This WA8KIM wires X connected to 21000. Number 18427.
CQ. Hello, all stations. This is Kilowatt 1, Golf 4. K1GGS is
number 18377 in.
Establishing Saturday evening Fusion Technical Net. And that meets every
number
Saturday on the frequency. We have a net control. And all stations are welcome to check in. We work it by having a check-in period. It's not mandatory to check in, but you can. Then once we completed the check-ins, we will then go and ask for around, ask for comments or announcements if anyone has them. And if there's none of those, then we'll move on to any questions people have, problems, et cetera, et cetera. So stand by a second and we'll get started. We're going to start calling those east of the Mississippi first, and then we'll follow up with those on the west side of the Mississippi. This is K1GGS, net control, the right station east of the Mississippi for the deck.
K1GGS, Whiskey 4, Victor Sierra Papa in Virginia, no traffic.
And I've got some informative traffic for the net whenever you get a chance there, K4WGD. The name is Robert in Coral Springs, Florida.
Number 11883 in.
Net control, this is Kilo India 4, Golf November Tango in Newport Richey, Florida. And I have no comments for the net tonight. But if I have some, I will come back. Yeah, K4GMD, back to net control.
Number 18289 in.
Net control. 884JS, Sarasota, Florida, John.
Okay, we got W4VSD, K4WCV with info, KI4GNT, and 884JS. Seven stations east of the Mississippi.
This is W8SKP, Dennis, near Murray, Kentucky. This is my first time.
Florida. No comments, but yeah, K4WZB and the other station that found the problem with the 100, I'm sure they're going to pass it on, and it's good info.
W1KFR, Kings on Georgia.
Number 18070 in.
Name is Bill.
Okay, we got W8SKP, KM9Q. W1KFR. In fact, there's another station in there, but I didn't hear any audio. Try again.
W2KJQ, Gate, Brooklyn, New York City. No traffic.
KB3IV, Ed, in Philadelphia.
Number 18038 in.
Okay, we got W2KJQ, KB3IDV, any other station?
N9PDD, no traffic.
Okay, KINPDD, K1GGS, roger. Any other stations east of the Mississippi?
KB2NGU, no traffic, Brooklyn, New York.
KN1MZD, Charlotte, North Carolina, no traffic.
Let's move to the west side of the Mississippi. The station's west of the Mississippi. K1GGS, confusion net.
KC0ITF, Jason La Junta, Colorado.
Number 18029 out.
Whiskey Alpha 7, Whiskey India Whiskey, Bob in Northwest Oregon, no traffic.
KD0NA, Franklin, Wichita, Kansas, no traffic.
MSA, California, no traffic.
Okay, we got K1MZG, KC0ITF, WA7WYW, AB0NA, and WB6PFJ. Anybody else?
Number 180298.
Echo November, San Diego, no traffic.
Number 11138 in.
KA6SUB, W9EN, roger. Any other stations west of the Mississippi?
Number 11493 in.
Okay, nothing heard. Any stations anywhere that would like to try and check in? K1GGS for the FusionNet.
Victor Echo 5, Bravo Bravo Zulu, Bob from Regina, Saskatchewan.
No traffic.
Victor Kilo 2, Papa Sierra Foxtrot, Sydney, no traffic.
VK6, ELL, Matthew, Escondido, no traffic. VK2, PSF, roger. Any other stations anywhere for the net?
Number 1111 in.
VK6, EOL, K1GGS, roger. Do you say no traffic or traffic?
No traffic, VK6, EOL.
Okay, nothing heard. Any of the stations for the net before we continue on here? Any stations anywhere for the fusion net? Okay, nothing heard. So let's continue on with announcements and any information that someone might have for the net, like a ham fest or fusion group meeting or anything like that for the net. Go ahead now.
Number 18377 out.
This is K4 Whiskey Zulu Victor. I thought I brought that up when I first checked in there, but I guess if you didn't get it down. Got some technical information I'd like to share with the net. K4 WZ.
Okay, K4 WZV, go ahead.
This is Robert's K4WZV in Coral Springs, Florida. I have an instance today. I've got FT100DR, and it's pretty much brand new. Everything was working great on it, no problem at all. And all of a sudden, it started having like logic issues and wouldn't transmit, just really erratic operation. And I was talking with our group here in Florida.
Number 183.
MTAGC Phil is his name there, and he said he had the same issue with his FT100D. And he opened it up. And there is a circuit board, I think it's a logic board, that seats in the top of the radio that was not seated in there properly and loose. So anyway, he reseated that, and that fixed his problem. So he was telling me about that on my FT100D. So I'm like, very interesting. So I took my FT100D, and again, it is a brand new radio.
Number 11328.
Just kind of shook it to see if there was anything loose. And sure as can be, there was a little rattling sound when I shook it. I opened up the radio, and it had the same issue, brand new radio. There was a circuit board that rested on the top. So I reseated the circuit board, and put a little piece of styrofoam, foam rubber insulator on there to keep in place, and that fixed the problem. So I don't know if anybody else has had that issue with the FT-100Ds, but it's definitely a manufacturing problem, I would think. But I don't think it's an isolated incident, because like I said, it happened to my friend also. Anyway, back to net control. K4WZV in Coral Springs, Florida.
Yeah, K4WZV, K1GGS, yeah, very good. Sounds like something loose in transit. Whatever, maybe it wasn't ever seated right anyway. We'll pass that along to Chris, just so he knows, and the ACE rep for our area, and for the states anyway, and maybe you can pass that along to the factory and see if they can shake and bake them before they ship them. Okay, thank you. Anybody else have any information or comments regarding that, K1GGS? Oh, I guess not. I know some of the repeaters had issues with the spulse wasn't set right. It wouldn't transmit. The spulse was opening up, especially when you were running AM on it as well. If the spulse opened up, the transmitter wouldn't come on. But that's a normal procedure, just to crank up the spulse. But that's not what it was, so good find. And thank you both for the information. Okay, is there any other comments or questions for the net? K1GGS? Well, this is going to be quick tonight. Anybody with any questions for the net? Okay, I don't hear anything. Is anybody using a DV4 Mini to access it, the reflectors that way? Okay, you don't hear anything. Pretty quiet here tonight, so why don't we go through a round of comments. Everybody say hi, and usually that stirs up some comments from somebody, and we can get going here. So, W4VSP, any comments for the net?
K1GGS. It's W4VSP, no comments really, Rusty. Everything's fine here in Virginia. Good to hear everybody on W4VSP.
Okay, thank you very much. By the way, if anybody wants to secure, go ahead. It's not a, not a formal net here, as such as not being able to secure, but if you'd like to, if you want to stick around and listen to the comments, that's fine, too. K4WCV, I got you already. Do you have any other comments?
No other comments here from Coral Springs, Florida. Doing an outstanding job on the net there, and we appreciate your service there. Anyway, you take care and have a great evening. And back to net control. This is Kilowatt 4 Whiskey Zulu Victor. We'll be clear in mind.
Okay, thank you for the comments. KI4GNT, go ahead.
Yeah, good evening to everybody on the net there. Rusty, you probably are not close to your computer there. AK4JS is asking if he could be heard. I have not heard him, so maybe we could see if he could, we could hear him. So that's my comment for tonight. K1GGS from KF4GNT, back to you.
Yeah, okay, thank you. Yeah, my Fusion computer is off to my left and out of my line of sight, so I don't really look at it that much during the net. But I see we have quite a few stations on here. That's good. Okay, let's see if AA4US, K1GGS, I don't think anybody's been hearing you, so I'm not sure what the issue is. But obviously, connected to the node, you wouldn't be sending me messages. Why don't you try it one more time right now, and we'll see if we hear you.
Okay, Rusty. AA4J, are you hearing?
Yeah, you were a little broken, but we did get you that time.
Okay, very good. You acknowledged me initially, and then later on, when you called for traffic, I
called and didn't get a response. Anyway, maybe you just, maybe somebody covered me up or something. I know, but, you know, anyway, I, as I've posted in the news group and or the Yahoo group and mentioned on here from time to time, I've been having some issues and trying to get my wires out. I don't know that we're being using a wireless Wi-Fi hotspot since I spent a lot of my time in an RV traveling for my job. And at long last, I have finally got my wires out running from the RV using the mobile hotspot. Thanks very much to Kevin, K4BS, who gave me some email support when I needed it, and I finally got it up and running. Anyway, that's my comment for tonight. Back to that control, K1GGS, AA4JS.
Okay, AA4JS, K1GGS. Okay, just wondered if the answer was a VPN.
Yes, it was. I went through Pure VPN and still had a couple of issues. I initially was connecting after I started the Pure VPN account, and so I emailed Kevin back, and by the way, I didn't know Kevin. I just happened to find that he posted something about doing the same thing in the news group earlier. So I emailed him kind of cold out of the blue, and he was very kind to answer quickly and gave me a couple answers, and in fact gave me the answer that I ultimately needed to get it on the...
Okay, very good. Thank you. And that's what I figured. And I have a VPN also, but I haven't tried it with WiresX, but it does have several servers in the States, and some of them allow everything through and some of them don't, so you have to pick the right server to that's open up wide so you can get all of the points through. So that's something else to keep in mind if you're looking at a VPN service, see if they do allow all the ports through. Okay, very good. Thank you. Let's see, who's next? Oh, actually, 84JAS, I did have you down, so you must have heard you the first time.
Number 18185.
Sorry about that. WB8S2P or UPK1GGS, I can't read my writing. Any comments for the net?
Good evening, WB8SKP here. This is, as I mentioned, I checked in. This is the first time I've gone on the net here like this. I've only made probably about five or six contacts. Did a lot of listening and playing around here a little bit with it. I'm in western part of Kentucky, and I'm talking into the Kenwood TS-2000, which is going into the USU-400 that's going into the Wires Xbox and finally getting out into the Internet to you folks. I have only run it in analog mode right now. I've got to do it here on the weekend or in the evenings when my wife is home. She has a 400 in her car, and I like to put it over the digital mode and test that out yet. We have three repeaters here, Rusty, and two of the three are now running Fusion. The third one, the guy's hooking up some kind of an external controller because there's some need for Echo Link on there, and he's got that in his shop. And I thought maybe I'd make him an offer there if he could try getting the Wires X running in analog mode on the Fusion repeater. Understand that works pretty good. You don't have too much problems with that. He could test it out at his shop there for a while, see how it works. And if it works good, I donate it to our local club, and so maybe everybody could use it that way, and it wouldn't be tying up my 400. So everybody sounds pretty good over this way. Observation is, I do notice sometimes when there's a couple people talking, and one happens to be on analog and one's in digital, quite often the digital one seems to be half again as much volume to it as the analog does there, so... I don't know what that means, but I just set this software up as the way it's defaulted when you're using the ASU transceiver, and that's how it's been running. And then, once again, this is pretty nifty thing. I'd like the rest of the people in our club to be able to enjoy it here like I've been. Back to you, K1GGS from WB8SK.
Number 11598 now.
WB8SK, K1GGS. Okay, very good. Well, welcome to the net, and I think you'll find the digital better. And I suspect the difference in audio levels between analog and digital is that the people for the analog repeater has wired his Xbox, if that's what they're using, haven't set the levels correctly. And it's I have not done that because I run nothing but pure digital, but I understand that you haven't adjusted the levels correctly or you have problems, so that may be the issue there. And, I think you'll find the digital a lot better for several reasons. Number one is you'll find the you'll be able to see the call signs pop up on the screen, and you can send messages.
718-0290.
And do all that kind of good stuff. So, and there are also some nodes on here that will not allow you on unless you do a digital. America Link is one of them, I believe, that they used to allow it, but now they just require you to be digital because they had so much trouble with the analog ones. But anyway, give it a try and see how it works. Thank you for coming up with that.
Number 11036 in.
I thank you for the Fusion Net. This is K1GGS and AA Additional Stations for the Net. Okay, we don't hear anything. Let's go with the KM9Q. Any comments?
Oh, I'll throw out there, but I doubt even Yaesu knows yet. The next generation repeaters have some sort of built-in connectivity. We don't exactly know what it is yet, last I heard, so that's my only comment. If anybody has heard anything new, let us all know. Back to Net Control, KM9Q.
Okay, the last thing I saw from Chris was that the new repeaters are... they're just writing the specs up now, so they're trying to decide what people would like to see and what they wouldn't like to see. So I think at this point we may not even know what the end result will be, but it's probably a good chance that'll be one of the things in there. Okay, W1 KFR, K1 GGS, any comment? Okay, I guess he's gone. W2 KJQ, any comments on that?
This is W2KJQ, no comments. Supporting the net.
Okay, thank you. KB3IDV, any comments for the net?
Yeah, good evening, Randy. Drop one of the V's on that. It's Kilo Bravo 3, India Victor, KB3IV. Yeah, it's something I even posted on the Yahoo for the FPM 400. I have a 400 and a 100T. Love them both. I had some issues with the external speaker jack. When you plug the adapter in so that you can use a mono speaker in there, that's not a good thing. If you take the top off and look at it, it's a surface mount jack on the circuit board. And that adapter moves it around. You bend it too far, forget about it. Happened to me last year. Lost my internal speaker. The external worked fine. Looked with it for a while. Then the external went out also. Sent it back to Yaesu under warranty. Sent it back and replaced it. Yaesu's the best. Well, it happened again. I'm on FPM 400 right now. And I'm not using the jack because I rewired my external speaker. Tip in the ring with no ground, but still, it is an issue. The design is not good. I'm trying to find a way to have a jack on a wire it up to the circuit board and come out. If anybody else has come up with that and has a solution, I'm all ears. So
one,
the same thing is on the FPM 100, the same design. So that's my 2 cents for the net. KB forgot.
Number 11320 in.
B3IV, K1GGS. Okay, just to make sure, you're using the little adapter from stereo to mono that came with the radio in the back, is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. And it's a poor design. It's sticking out the back. I was moving the rig from the shack to the car back and forth. And I guess in the handling, it's very vulnerable. Extremely vulnerable. If anybody takes the top off their rig, take a look at it. We'll see what I'm talking about.
number 11328 in.
Okay, very good. Yeah, I have to use headphones on the net because I'm going deaf with voice code, so I have to wear headphones in order to hear everybody, and other than that, I keep the speaker off, so I have to plug it in every night. And so far, no problems, but I'm going to keep quiet because next week it'll get a little hot. Thank you for the comments, K1GTS. Let's see, K9TBT, any comments?
No comments, Rusty. Thanks. And I'm PDD.
Okay, KB2NGU.
Number
11533 in. Hi, Rusty. No comments for the night. Just enjoy it. That's about it. KB2NGU, New York, clear.
Okay, KM1ZG units. I think that's right. KA1, yeah, MZG.
Yeah, this is KA1MZD in Charlotte, North Carolina, 991, and no traffic, just enjoying it.
Okay, thank you. KC0ITF, any comments?
Good evening, Wesley and the rest of the net. I believe next hour, I guess that'll be at 9 p.m., Eastern time over in the AmeriCalink room, I guess there will be starting a new net, a new round table from what I hear, so, might be interesting to see what happens there, so, that's that, and, I guess, just to see if anyone else is having the same problem, but, we've got the, second generation firmware repeater, so it's in, HOI mode, and we have analog wires out and stuff, and recently we are having the trouble of at times whenever we disconnect from a room, we issue the pound and the 5 9s, and it disconnects. But when we go to another room, we don't get an acknowledgement, and it almost seems like the HOI has gone to sleep. It like takes a few hours for it to kick back out and start accepting commands. So just wanted to know if anyone else is having that same problem. So back to that, KC0ITF.
Okay, anybody else seeing that problem?
I recommend make sure that board that I was talking about earlier sees it, because it causes all kinds of erratic issues. It's a logic board, got microprocessors on it there, and it could cause something like that there. Make sure that board sees properly, K4WZB.
Okay, thank you. Did you get that, Eli?
I'm sorry, Rusty, go ahead, okay, I wasn't paying attention.
Okay, K4WZV, just said that he, recommends you check the repeater and see if that board is loose in the repeater. He said it causes all kinds of issues, so, I don't know if it's even, I don't know if it's on that board, so can't say for sure, but it's worth a try. Make sure the board that's on the top of the radio is seated properly. And that was it. Did you get that back, huh?
Yeah, okay, I got it now. Yeah, well, I know about his issue. He let us know on another room. I really not sure what caused that, but I think we should, forward that to Western Union or Chris and see what's their take on it. That's my take on that. Sorry, I got a beep there in the background there. So, Get up with DNC, back to main control.
Okay, we're good. W-37, W-I-W, any comment?
Yeah, with Rusty in the net, this is WA7WIW Bob in Northwest Oregon. Last weekend, we had CPAC here about 20 miles from where I live, which is a Northwest Regional Convention, and it was good to see Chris W., and he's always open to leaving comments and asking questions. He's good about trying to come up with answers. And, of course, there was a fusion seminar on Sunday, and he was available there. And the same question that was heard earlier was, when's the new repeater coming out? And he says, well, it's really being designed, and they haven't even started building one. So he said he looked for next year sometime, and whether it's early or late next year, we'll see. And it was good to see fusion operators all from Oregon, Washington, and also in British Columbia were all at the seminar on Sunday. So good convention here in Northwest Oregon.
Oh, very good. I should have come up and gone to that. Okay, AV0NA, K1GGS, any comments?
Hey, good evening, Rusty. Thanks for running the net. Sure. Doing a great job there. Well, in South Central Kansas, we're in the 90s, so I'd appreciate it if my Canadian friends could send me some cold air. And I think I heard somebody from Sydney, so it's winter there, so they can ship some up this way, too. Thanks, Rusty. These are on it.
Okay. Well, we got the June bloom over here this today, and it's been foggy and damp and cold and trying to rain, but hasn't quite succeeded, so I'm glad when June's over and this stuff clears away. Of course, I'm not supposed to say that things like that happen in California. It's supposed to be sunny and cloudy all the time. Okay, WB6PFJ, K1GGS, any comments?
Negative, Rusty. Just monitoring and also anxious to hear about the new repeater and the connectivity. Certainly, Wires X seems to be working quite well, so I'm not quite sure what they have up their sleeves. It's WB6PFJ.
Okay, KK6EOL, any comments? Okay, KA6SUP, any comments? KA6SUP or K1GTS, try again. I think you were stepped on or you dropped out. I'm not sure which. Well, if you're not making it tonight, Jen, sorry. W9EN, any comments?
Good afternoon, Rusty and the net, W9EN. No comments here. Just spent a little bit of time babysitting the repeater this morning up on the mountaintop. 5,600 feet, was up above the clouds, sunshine 84. Get back down to Valley Center here, and we got a little bit of mist and fog, so should have stayed up on the hill and made my project last a little longer, I guess. Hi, hi. Back to net, W9EN.
I'll put the capacitor on first to see if it works, and sure enough, it worked.
W4WJ, K1GGM. Well, I'm not sure what's going on there. He's loud and clear, but I don't have him checked in, so. Anyway, VE5VBZ, K1GGS, any comments? VE3VBZ. KB2NGU. Any comments? PSF. Any comments for that? P 884J, has any comments?
84J, yes. This is 73, everybody on the net, and nothing further. Good night to you.
Okay. Let's see, anybody else with any comments or questions for the net? K1GGS.
Good evening, Rusty from KC5QL. Comment and query.
Okay, go ahead.
Let's just see if you're talking to me, Rusty. Back to you real quick.
KC9YQL, K1GGS, go ahead.
Okay, Rusty, sound like you got a super duper good net going on tonight. We really appreciate you being there for us. I love to listen to it. And I guess field days are around the corner. I'm wondering if your club is going to participate in field day. We'll be at the Independence State Park Dam in Defiance, Ohio. Probably half a dozen HF stations will be set up. And probably going on almost 10 years now, Rusty, I've been bringing digital amateur radio to our field day. Even though, it doesn't count for any points. But we have fun with it, introduce some of the HF guys to digital communication. So, for going on close to 10 years, we've been using the home of the Dayton Ambition Reflector. We're on REF 38 Charlie, making some contacts and letting the HF guys get a taste of the digital. So my question tonight for the net is, not only are you going to participate in field day, is there anyone anywhere on Fusion that may want to use a room for field day? Back to net control from KC5QL.
Okay, anybody interested? K1GGS. I don't hear anything. Are you looking for a room, or do you have a room?
Any and all suggestions. I've been on D-Star, Rusty, for 10 years doing it. And we're using the REF Reflector 38 Charlie. If anybody on this net happens to have D-Star, you can contact us on that particular reflector. And we'd love to hear somebody wanting to use a Fusion room for field days. So far, I haven't heard anybody wanting to do that other than me. Maybe I'm just kind of different. Anyway, back to you. Awesome job with the net tonight. Really appreciate it. KC8YQL, back to net control.
K7LE. K1GGS. Well, I can make my room available if you want. No problem there. Just have to turn it on, turn the fan on the radio, and let you go at it. But maybe next week, I forget what day field day is, but maybe next week we can bring it up and see if there's any interest. So give everybody a week to think about it. E7, Lima Echo. VE7LE, go ahead.
Hello, Bill. I'm at home. And Russ, I can volunteer my room, the CQ Vancouver room. I have to go upstairs to find out what the room number is, though, but I think it's called CQ Vancouver. VE7LE, the name is 10.
Okay, there's two for you there. So let's see what happens, and next week we'll discuss it further. Everybody put your thinking caps on and see if you got any ideas and how we could do a Fusion and field day and make it work out. So. Very good. Thank you very much for the offer also. Any other comments or information or questions for the net? Okay, let's see. We've got a VE7... VA7REF repeater asking, Is this the Saturday Net? Yes, it is the Saturday Net room. You got it right. So, if you'd like to check in, give me a call.
No, the call here is V87 Lima Echo on System Fusion. The name is Ted.
You okay, Ted? Now, that was another VE, I think it's a repeater. VA7REF was asking that question. Maybe you're on that repeater, or is that what the issue is?
Yeah, that's my repeater, Austin. I run a repeater on D-Star and on
117. Number 11493F. Number 1113.
Oh, did you copy that there, Russ? This is
number
187 Lima Echo.
Number 18328 in. Number 11694 out.
This is NIPBD. Just so everybody knows, Russ's note dropped off, so he's probably going to connect here in a few minutes. NIPBD.
Number 11683 up.
This is KC0ITF. Speaking of field day, anybody using a fusion in the VHF contest this weekend?
Number 18451 out. Number 11170 out. Number 18029 out. Number 18310 out. Number 18153
up. That's K1GGS. Sorry about that, folks. I was closing out another screen on my computer and misjudged the close and shut down my wires X, so I had to wait for everything to reload. So sorry I disappeared on you. That's all we have for tonight, so if anybody else have any other comments, K1GGS. Okay, nothing heard, so we'll go ahead and close the net. We'll see you all next week, same time, same place. And I'd like to welcome the newcomers aboard, and feel free to join us any Saturday if I'm around anyway. And also, there is a net tomorrow night, I believe it is. Get my other computer working here. The Midwest System Fusion Roundtable is on Sundays at 7 to 8 p.m. Central Time. 7 to 8 p.m. Central Time on room number 21667. 21667. So feel free to join that. And someone was saying there was a net coming on here shortly tonight on CQ America. If you're still there and got the information on that, I'd like to have that shared if possible. K1GGS.
Yeah, Rusty, that's all on AmeriCalink, I think, in the next 10 minutes. But I believe that Sunday evening net on Wisconsin has been canceled or put on a hiatus or lack of interest or whatever, so I do not believe it is still around.
Oh, yeah, I just got an email from them saying... But it's probably automatically generated by Yahoo, so that's probably why no one's discontinued it yet. Sounds good. Thank you for the information, and I'd like to thank everybody for coming aboard. We'll see you next week. K1GGM.
Number 18427 out. Number 11360 out. Number 18070 out. Number 11598 out. Number 11247 out. Number 18447 out. Number 11186 out. Number 18083 out. Number 11196 out. Number 18328 out. Number 18289 out. Number 18427 in. 11533 out. Number 11729 out. Number 18418 out. Number 18395 out. Number 11477 out. Number 14031 out. Number 11124 out. 11883 out. Number 11521 out. Number 11921 out. Number 18449 out. Number 11694 in. Number 11353 out. Number 11694 out. Number 11417 out.
Thank you, VWA. On the digital side of 33.
Number 11117 out.
Until VWA, especially on the digital side.
Number 18427 out. Number 11320 out. Number 11631 in.